Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
Well, you never know who you're going to run into if you're out and about on St. Paddy's Day. We are here at Frater's with United Way of St. Clair County. Longtime United Way volunteer, former broadcaster on 1380 WPHM and 1450 WHLS. If you want to go way back, Bill Gilmer. William, hey, it's good to see you.
Welcome to the new news break.
My goodness. First things first, we're getting rid of 1380. We're moving. We're staying. Yeah. We're going to keep doing the morning show. We'll be on 105.5.
Stand. Yep, I heard that from a merchant, actually. And I thought, well, that's different. And then the next day, Scott is my witness, the next day I tuned into your program for the first time in eons and just happened to catch the interview with the manager, Scott Shickley. So I now know all about it. But it makes sense.
I got your text message immediately following, showing some interest in those antennas.
Yeah, there's seven antennas, and I'd like to have one of them.
Bill, how you been?
I've been good. I mean, I'm hanging in there. I'm still fighting the old cancer bug, but it has been subdued thanks to the good doctors in Ann Arbor. And it's a hormone treatment, and so it has kind of slowed everything down. So I'm happy to be here, obviously, taking a lot of physical therapy to try and keep me walking instead of just stuck on the couch like a couch potato.
Well, you're looking well. Here's an indication of how long it's been since Bill and I have sat and talked about sports. Last time we talked about IU, we were talking about basketball.
Yeah, now,
but how about that football team? How about those Hoosiers?
He was a Superman quarterback, wasn't he? I got into that, but never had been into football because Indiana had never been into football.
No.
You know, it was maybe soccer, maybe swimming, certainly basketball, but not football. It was a beautiful season.
Absolutely was. We were just reminiscing about this event, and you said, I didn't realize you had been in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. And then the memory came flooding back. I'll tell you a little bit more about that broadcast that we attempted from Dublin on St. Patrick's Day during this event. It would have been like in the middle of the day over there. You were here at Frater's, Thomas Edison Inn probably at that time.
Yep.
We had tested all of our equipment, and we got a great Wi-Fi signal, and we were going to beam it back to the mainland and do a broadcast from the Dublin St. Patrick's Day Parade.
My responsibility was turning on a couple of switches, here's the weather, here's the news, and you were to take over as usual with the interviews.
The problem is that we had tested all that equipment on March 16th, when there were just a few people hanging around this pub in Dublin. March 17th, however, there were a million people in front of that pub for the parade, and we couldn't get a Wi-Fi signal out of there for the life of us. So you ended up doing the broadcast
I had to do the whole thing here.
I went to the parade.
It was such a scary thing for me to do that I blocked it out of my memory.
I will say this about that event. That is the largest crowd of people I've ever been in my entire life.
Was it? Wow.
A million people. I mean, just everywhere you looked, it was fun. You've worked with the United Way for quite a few years now, haven't you?
I did. Started out with Lonnie Stevens, a former director, and I forget how many directors we've had since, and I was certainly looking forward to some of the programs that the new director is suggesting. But always kind of in the same position or same area. And that is with, of all things, senior citizens for the most part, people that are retired, to see if they can continue giving to the United Way. So many people, when they leave their workplace, also leave the donation bag for United Way. We needed some way to hang on to that. That is the committee I'm on, and it's been very successful. We've managed to, I think this year we carried the campaign for most of the campaign.
Right.
It's been so successful, but it's because it's steady.
Yeah.
We got the steady Eddies that are, you know, going to contribute as long as you ask and be polite about it. They're going to give. You know, everyone knows at that point what the United Way does for the community, and so they certainly give if asked.
Well, keep asking.
Yes, keep asking.
Keep showing up. Yeah. Bill, it's really good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you again, Paul. I'm more than happy to be here. And hey, everybody out there, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We are at Freighters. Come join us. We're here till 10 o'clock, but you can stay all day. They're not going to kick you out, I'm pretty sure. News coming up next on WPHM.